Rena is here as she is every Wednesday, at least when we don't have a Twins game. And we have a lot of Wednesday Twins games, and that is not why we have Rena on Wednesdays. It's just worked out that way. Mm-hmm. Rena is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. Okay, can I just revisit a topic from yesterday? Dave Harrigan, father of two adorable girls, 7 and 4, wife already at work. The school, through one of his 11 apps, he has 11 apps involving his two daughters. The busing app at one point said the bus was going to pick up his oldest at 9:17. They are the furthest bus stop from the school, and somehow they're going to make it, Rena, to school at 9:20, right? So it's some sort of Zoom thing. Then they come back and update it to 8:33.
Correct.
Okay. Oh. So then Dave proceeds to leave his house at about 8:29, 8:30, gets out there, misses the bus. I blamed him. I think that's on him. He doesn't trust his apps. He called out Big App on Friday, and he tried to saunter out there just moments before the bus. I think on a beautiful Tuesday, he needs to be at the bus stop at 8:25, because as it turns out, the bus arrived at 8:28. So who bears more responsibility, the incompetence of the app or the incompetence of father Dave Harrigan?
Since when do we have an app for a bus stop? Don't they say this is the time it comes and you just stand out there until it gets there?
Not Dave. Dave thinks he can just roll out there whenever he wants, and then the bus is going to show up.
That was app number 11 I had to download from the district. Okay. Hey, we got the new thing here. The whole schedule will be on there. And it was.
We are the laziest group of people. I mean, like, honestly, what is there that we can't do on our own anymore that we need to tie to our phone?
Yeah.
Truly.
Dave.
How did we ever get kids on the bus back in the day?
Yeah. Called you lazy. Rena Sargentopoulos.
I think she called me lazy.
Minnesota sweetheart just called you lazy.
I mean, it's correct in other instances, but I just went with the plan on this one.
And how does that swing so widely? How could it be almost an hour difference? How are people supposed to plan their lives and their days? The bus should come at a time, and that's the time it comes.
Yeah,
and if it's late because of a reason, then I get texting the parents and saying, hey, bus broke down. It's going to be late. Other than that, like, there shouldn't be an app. It should just be a time, and you stand there.
And it also seems like it shouldn't be the day before that it swings 40 minutes. At one point, it was going to be 9:17. It turned out it was 8:28. That's a pretty dramatic change, right?
Absolutely. And you know what it's like to get kids up in the morning.
Oh,
it's like some kids are good in the morning. Some kids aren't. That extra half hour sleep can be the difference between a complete meltdown or a happy day. That whole situation is unacceptable.
How did the first day of school go for you guys?
Aces.
Oh, kind of taunting you, Dave. That's what it sounded
what I'm
like.
Hearing. Yes.
Yeah.
We don't take a bus, though, so we don't have to worry about that.
Limousine?
So. Chauffeur, yeah.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Kids got to go in style.
Yeah.
They've got a service.
Exactly.
Non-alcoholic Bellinis.
Maybe alcohol for mom once the child is gone, you know. Good to hear. Okay. I have a number of topics for you outside of criticizing Dave again. So I'm with Q. And by the way, you were so kind and lovely to Quentin at the fair. It meant a lot. It was just great. And by the way, he's practiced like 5 times for his Care 11 appearance. So
we're doing it next year.
He will not forget that. So we're going to eat at a restaurant where as you approach it, Rena, you go up one set of stairs. I'd say it's about 4 stairs, okay? Then you turn around and go up another 4 or 5 stairs. So the 4 adults in front of us were aware there were 2 people reasonably close to them behind the stairs. I mean, not like on the same stair. I'm giving them the proper amount of space, right? And then we're walking into said restaurant, and you could see with them, the first person held the door open for the second person, the third person, now the fourth person. We're about, I don't know, a yard or so behind them, and the woman pulled the door shut. Pulled the door shut.
Not just didn't leave it open for you, she actually pulled it shut.
Yeah, like the other person then just kind of instinctively with the right arm kind of reaches back for the handle and pulls it shut on my kid. I opened up the door, walked in, stared at her for about 3 seconds, and walked by and thought, because normally I'm going to say something. And I thought, we just have had this wonderful day with Q. We're having this great weekend. I'm not going to spend time with this lout. Who doesn't, number one, just hold the door open, let alone pull the door shut when we were right behind them? What does Rena Sargentopoulos do in this spot?
Oh, I would never say anything in a million billion years. There's a couple reasons for that, too. It's because you're not going to change someone's opinion, especially when you come at them in a angered state or an annoyed state, right? So they're automatically defensive at that point. Now, if you just move past it, you move past it, you move on with your day. But when you engage with someone in that negative instance, it creates a bad day for them, and it creates an even worse day for you. I just think mentally the best thing to do is just move on and just chalk it up to that person being a moron.
When I later followed them home and slashed your tires in the driveway, was that okay? That was too far. Dave?
Per use.
Too far when I slashed the tires after I followed them home.
All four?
Three. I left one.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's fine. Yeah, I would have gone two, but three is fine. All four, that's pushing it.
Okay. Rena Sargentopoulos is going in through a door. You're holding the door yourself. You have the sense someone is behind you. Then you kind of pivot. How far away does the person need to be for you, Rena, to hold the door open for the person before it gets like, whoa, this person is like 50 feet away, 20 feet away, 5 feet away? Where is that line? Hold the door open versus they're just too far. It's going to seem strange if I hold the door open for this person.
I'm always that it's so far away that the person starts running and I have to say, don't run. It's okay. Take your time. Like I'm way too lenient with my door holding opportunities.
So in other words, you're late frequently because you're holding the door open so often.
Yes, I would rather stand there for 30 minutes holding a door than like have it shut in someone's face and have them think I was a moron.
Okay, when you're approaching a door, how far away should you be where said individual in front of you should hold the door open for you? How many seconds? How many feet? What are you thinking?
I don't know. I think they should be. I'm not really good with distances, so. As is evident when I buy anything on the internet and it shows up and I'm like, wow, didn't realize it was that size. I have many a story about that. I don't know.
No comment.
5-10 feet.
5-10 feet. Dave, 5-10 feet for you. And we're both bypassing the size comment. We both want to jump in with some joke.
Oh, no, okay? That'll be in the tweet.
It'll be in the tweet. Sure.
I was thinking 3 to 5 steps.
3 to 5 steps.
Yes.
I think that's fine, right?
Well, it also depends on how good-looking the person is behind you that you're holding the door for.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I mean, I'll go 10 to 12 steps.
And by the way, you benefit from that often. Here is beautiful Rena walking up the door.
Boy.
What guy is not going to hold the door open for you versus Harrigan walks up there.
Yeah.
Boom, door shut.
And if you're approaching the door and you know somebody good-looking is behind you, maybe about 8 to 10 steps?
Wait, the back of your head already knows attractive or not?
It's a great skill. If you see somebody, you're both approaching the door, they're coming from the other way, you're way ahead of them, you know a lot of the people will slow down just a little bit just to make it so it's not uncomfortable.
Let's be honest. Good-looking people benefit frequently in society in many ways, including the door held open. Are you with us, Rena, on that one?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. In fact, yeah. I'm told you slow walk it now. You slow walk it. You kind of have a Beyoncé-like.
Going to open the door for me?
Yeah, you have a Beyoncé-like fan beneath you. So your hair is kind of flowing and just see how long this individual will wait.
It's a societal experiment.
Yeah.
A social experiment.
Maybe we should do this one of these days where we get you about 10 feet away from the door, Rena about 10 feet away from the door, Dave, and we see how it works out.
why don't we get one of my younger coworkers? I don't know that people are as excited about middle-aged women as they would be about one of the young folks that works there.
So are you going to go up to him and say, this is why I'm picking you?
Because you're prettier than all the rest of them.
don't
offended other people.
You line them all up and say, out, out,
yes,
out. Okay,
you.
You're in.
Not you.
Yes, exactly. Hang on. 48 past 12. News Talk 830 WCCO. Our friend Rena from Care 11 with us when we come back on CCO. We are we're going to declare Rena Sargentopoulos on AM radio with the help of Jason DeRussia, the song of the summer at 2:05. Will you be gathered around the radio with friends and family listening?
To what the song of the summer is?
Yeah, we're going to play them. We're going to determine the song of the summer.
No. Sorry.
Dave, do we believe Rena has ever once listened to this show outside of when she has been on the show?
She texted me once about a year and a half ago regarding something we were talking, and she said, I'm so right. Of course, naturally, she would say that.
About you?
Oh, yeah. Yes, 100%.
Was she listening to Common? She get confused?
Well, I have to believe that was it. I think if she has, it's merely an accident.
I'm going to say the answer is no. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's just when she talks to us here, when it's like a charity thing. She puts this down at the end. Care 11 is going for various awards. I go on this, you know, middling midday show. Does that count?
She's the one still campaigning for AM radio to come out of cars.
Yes. She, at least this show, not to be in cars. Okay.
Yeah, Vanita, total thumbs up.
You know,
listen end to end.
Yeah. Not this show, though. So I want to steal this idea from Apple, but make it much bigger. So yesterday, I'm having a bit of a MacBook Pro issue, and they're a bit confused. And then it's, well, can I view your screen? And so then all of a sudden, boom, they're viewing my screen, and they resolve the issue. I want to do this for other issues you have at the house. Like, you can't figure out why your refrigerator is malfunctioning. So, I don't know, like you have an LG refrigerator. So you connect with LG, and all of a sudden there's an AI LG rep who's in your kitchen right there fixing your refrigerator. Can I get credit for that idea when that happens?
You've gone full lunacy.
Wouldn't that be great, though? Boom, all of a sudden, this AI person is there, they're friendly, and all of a sudden they do a couple things, and they say goodbye to you, and they fix your fridge.
Chad Hartman wants to put so many people out of work. That should be the headline of this text that you put out about this show. Chad Hartman doesn't care about the working man.
No, not really. I'm more concerned about my refrigerator not working. Harrigan, come on. This is a great idea.
And so then when there's work to be done, physical work, you screwdriver, turning a thing, removing a plate, are you going to take charge of that?
Well, they may tell you what to do because they're just an AI person. But we're going to get to the point where the AI person shows up with a toolkit.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Okay, with a toolkit, and they can fix your broken refrigerator. It's going to happen. And I want to take credit for it. I want to make billions on it. You guys scoffed. You would have scoffed with Orville and Wilbur. Now we'll drive. That's what you two would have said.
That flight was overrated. They make it 100 feet. Come on.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Honestly, giving them credit.
Your car doesn't start, and then there's the repair guys right there who jumps the car. Boom. Fixes whatever you need to fix in your car. Who knows cars better than me?
Jumping a car is so hard.
Yeah, right? Chad, have you ever jumped a car?
Multiple times.
Okay.
I feel kind of cautious when I do it, but let's go
what?
Over it. I feel like I might explode when this gets done. But yeah, I mean, what else breaks? All of a sudden, okay, I have K&S heating there. But if you don't, all of a sudden your air conditioner is on the fritz, and I don't know why it's on fritz. Get off fritz. And all of a sudden, boom, there's your AI air conditioning gal or guy there. Admit it, you love it, Rena. You think it is a revolutionary idea, and you will remember where you were when you first heard about this idea.
You hear the excitement oozing from my voice currently.
Yes. Wow.
I know. I'm sorry you're disappointed. I know you wanted me to be more excited about that. I apologize I let you down.
Yeah.
But the idea has let me down.
Not the first time I've let a female down. It won't be the last time. All right. See ya after, you know, ruining my day. I hope you're happy.
You bet I am.
Thank you. Rena's done. Hang up on her. Linda's construction time checks. Time for me to go hide in the corner. Time to invest in GAF solar roofing and receive free installation labor. Admit it. It's a phenomenal idea.